Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo
und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
Hey everybody, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. Let's move on to the state of consoles in 2003. So I broke them all down in 2002, but there's no need to do this year because A, there are fewer actively supported consoles, and B, it's a year of very boring stability. So the GameCube is definitely in last place out of the big three. America this year will receive a polarizing Zelda game. It will help a little bit, but it will mostly cause people to fight online. The PS2 is absolutely dominating to the point where Grand Theft Auto Vice City, a game from last year, is one of the highest selling games for this year. So that's what's happening with the PS2.
And then it comes to Xbox.
It comes to Xbox like late, and that was a big moment when it came to Xbox. Yeah. But
Grand Theft Auto 3 comes to Xbox this year.
Didn't they sell them together?
I don't know about Vice City.
I thought they sold them together.
I don't remember, but there was a wait.
The GTA series does obviously have legs. If you look at GTA 5 now, it's been in the charts for like... probably coming on a decade.
Yes.
I don't know when it came out on PS3.
Oh, yeah, it'll be a decade in September.
Blimey. GTA 5 this year probably made more money than all but like 5 video games, I would think, on consoles.
So other business news in the game industry. Square and Enix finally merged. They were going to around the year 2000, but then Square almost went out of business making a bad movie. but then they made more money with Kingdom Hearts and Final Fantasy X, and Enix was like, hey, you seem pretty cool. Let's work together again. They become Square Enix, which causes us all to say Square Enix and write Square Enix for the past 20 years.
I wish it was still Squaresoft. I still love saying Squaresoft instead. It's more fun than Square Enix, or Squeenix is fun enough to say.
Oh, yeah, Squeenix. And so in 2003, for the first time in a long time, at least I think close to 10 years, there are finally Square games on a Nintendo platform. And they're Final Fantasy games, but they're not the ones anyone asked for. There's Final Fantasy Tactics and there's Crystal Chronicles, which was kind of a bait and switch, but I liked one of those games.
We had a good time with Crystal Chronicles, I remember. But I was so excited for this news. Like I've said it on other Retronauts appearances, but to be online in Nintendo forums like I was, there was always the talk of like, what's going to be the Megaton? The Megaton's coming, guys. And the getting Square Enix games back on Nintendo platforms was seen as the Megaton for a time. But obviously we knew pretty quickly we weren't going to get Final Fantasy X on the GameCube. That wasn't going to happen.
But there was like a mini Square Nintendo feud for close to a decade. I think there were some like 96 probably was maybe the last Square Nintendo release. I could be forgetting something. Like Mario RPG, definitely one of the last Square Nintendo releases. And then there were a few more games in Japan for the Super Famicom. But it was really like... let's say 6-7 years of a feud there between the two companies.
And I mean, it was as Yamauchi was starting to lose power in the company at Nintendo as well. I think that, I was super excited for this. It's also, not to go backwards towards movies, but the last Square Pictures animation thing came out this year too. It was the The Flight of the Osiris short for the Matrix.
Oh my god, that was like, Square, wasn't it? Oh wow.
Yeah, it was the last. It came out as they were like firing everybody and selling off their computer.
Right. There was like one little room running. And that short, I don't like that one.
Well, no, it's the worst one of the animation.
They were trying to be sexy and it was horrible.
Doesn't it open with like an ass or something?
It's a street fight between a man and a woman.
Yeah,
there's a really long lingering shot of the woman like in a thong, obviously. And it's just like they're like sexily peeking out from their blindfolds and going, hello.
But you don't get an ass shot of the guy. I mean, you get to see his like torso naked, but you should. Yeah, if we're going to have lingering Uncanny Valley asses. Well,
I mean, if you're going to have state-of-the-art CGI technology, I want to see them render a penis. That's all I want to see.
I want to see a bump map taint in the CGI movies. So we have to move on to other news.
I had to go to my doctor about a bump map taint. Carry on, sorry.
There are lotions for that. Other news here. 3DO Company goes out of business because we stopped caring about Army Man games a long time ago. Compile goes out of business, as does Data East, two Japanese developers.
That sucks.
Man. 3DO, without those Army Man games, they wouldn't have lasted the last 5 years before this.
Yeah, that's all they were doing, basically. And also, Black Isle Studios shut down. They were Interplay's Western RPG branch. I believe they developed Fallout 2, Neverwinter Nights, and Planescape Torment, and they published the Baldur's Gate series. But a big Western RPG company, but these guys immediately form Obsidian Entertainment the next year.
My Fallout friends were very sad the day Black Isle Studios shut down. They're like, wow, what is Interplay doing? Like, which is a question gamers have always asked themselves. What the hell is Interplay doing?
They were very mismanaged. Let's move on to launches. Not a lot this year, but some things that are worth talking about, like the N-Gage. Let's all point at it and laugh because it inspired the side talking trend that you can go online and see a picture of a friend of the show, Christian Nutt, holding something next to his head, and you can see pictures of lots of people holding large objects next to their head because that was the point of the phone. You held it in a weird way to use it as a phone.
I thank Christian Nutt for creating that wonderful meme for everyone. And that it really was like, no, it's the new cool thing. It is, it's side talking into it. That's the cool way to do it. Yes. Yeah.
It was so putting the cart before the horse because now we all have phones, games on our phone, but they was like, no, you'll put a cartridge in your phone, but first you have to take the phone apart to put the cartridge in.
Yeah, that's wild. I was about to ask, didn't you have to put it like behind the battery or something? I don't remember.
Yeah.
I never had one of these because I was a smart person who made wise decisions.
It was very convoluted, this device, doomed to fail. Any other thoughts about this before I move on?
It did have a Sonic on it that people like.
Yeah,
I was
about to say, it had Sonic N, which was a port of Sonic Advance, but because it's got the vertical orientated screen, you can't see more than like a few Sonics in front of you. So it's really not good.
I think it had like Tony Hawk Pro Skater. It had big games, but they weren't like the way you wanted to play them.